That's new music and World of Water going out specially to Margaret Spittle of 2 North Cottage, Caenham, whose birthday it was last Thursday, the 26th of May, and lots of love and kisses from husband John. Right, we've got another birthday here somewhere. I've lost it. Hang on, that's it. Pamela Martin of Riverdale, The Sheet in Ludlow. Happy birthday and lots of love from Mummy and Daddy and Trudy, all right? And we'll be playing you a special record in a few moments, Pam, so stay tuned and we'll listen out for a nice record for you in a few minutes' time, all right?
Fanfares like that always mean something rather special, and Station Motors of Ludlow are very special. Next time you want a quality used vehicle or caravan, visit Station Motors. They guarantee and service what they sell. With their friendly approach to satisfying you, you can be sure of something very special if you just visit Station Motors Ludlow. Come in and see Cecil Mellings, or give him a ring on Ludlow 5252. Station Motors Ludlow, something special, because you deserve it.
Come and enjoy the Solway Arms at Woodston, halfway between Ludlow and Leamington. The Solway Arms is ideal for any function, including wedding receptions and 21st birthday parties, with a disco and DJ supplied. Bop along to our Friday disco, dancing through the night until 1 a.m. Or why not just come along for a welcoming drink and snack? On the weekends, we serve you with our special hot roast carvery at £5.50 inclusive. Call in at the Solway Arms, Woodton, firm Brimfield 203. To serve you is our duty, to serve you well is our pleasure.
Audio and Visual Connections Limited, Hanway House, Dale Street, Craven Arms. For computer repairs and supplies of the new Brain home computer, audio, hi-fi, TV and CB equipment, visit Audio and Visual Connections Limited. For a free camera check on the premises by our qualified repair specialist every Saturday, contact Audio and Visual Connections Limited on Craven Arms 2315. That's Craven Arms 2315. While stocks last, why not buy a pocket single-band Sunshine Radio for only £1.95? Only at Audio and Visual Connections Limited.
Call in at the New Look Shop, Ludlow Pet Supplies. We have a comprehensive range of pets, including rabbits, guinea pigs, hamsters, budgies, and various fish, plus lots, lots more. We also cater for your pet's needs and specialize in dog and bird show equipment. We also stock peat, plants, and seeds for the King Garden. Ludlow Pet Supplies, more than just a pet shop. You'll find us at Upper Jailford in Ludlow. Call and see us, or phone Ludlow 5695 now.
And that special record I was talking about for Pamela Martin of Riverdale, The Sheet in Ludlow. Happy birthday, Pam, and lots of love from all of us here on Sunshine, and also from Mummy and Daddy and Trudy, and especially for you, it's Spandau Ballet. Have a nice day, my love, and what are you doing? Having a party this afternoon? Nice big birthday cake? Whoa, that'll be nice, won't it? Anyway, happy birthday to you, Pam Martin.
Tootsweet High Street Ludlow for the best selection of the finest chocolates available. Visit Tootsweet in Ludlow. We have the best range in town of greetings, sensible prices. And for the discerning pipe smoker, we stock the full range of briar pipes and of smoker's requisites. If you fancy real ice cream made with real butter and real cream, then come to us, Tootsweet High Street Ludlow.
Come, come, come and make eyes at me down at the old Bull Hotel. Da, da, da.
It's all happening at the Bull Hotel Ludlow over the spring bank holiday. The annual Round the Town Pram Race starts and finishes from the Bull Coachyard. If you miss this, don't miss the Bull Float in the Street Carnival, guaranteed to be the largest and noisiest in the parade. Ludlow Fringe at the Bull starts on Saturday the 2nd of July. 9 days of non-stop entertainment, including discos, rock night, medieval banquet, Folk Night, Canterbury Tales, Dracula, and The Fringe's own 10-minute version of Antony and Cleopatra, Class for My Air. Don't miss out. Keep in touch with the Bull Hotel.
The Ludlow Video Film Library have over 450 films available and are continuing each week to acquire most of the latest film releases. The proprietor, Brian Riley, always endeavours to create a warm and friendly atmosphere where club members can talk about their film requirements. You're invited, without obligation, to call any time to browse around the library and discuss membership. There are special arrangements for out-of-town members, so don't delay, all you video users. Get down to the Ludlow Video at the top of Old Street, Ludlow. Telephone Ludlow 4551.
This is Sunshine Radio, broadcasting to South Shropshire on the frequency of 299 metres in the medium wave band. That's 1017 kilohertz. And, well, we're your friend at the weekend. It's 1 o'clock on Sunshine.
Sunshine Radio.
Good afternoon. This is Colin Lane with Sunshine Radio News and transporting scene at 1 o'clock on Saturday, the 28th of May. The Royal Shrewsbury Hospital's Cancer Treatment Unit is now back in business, following its shutdown at the end of March. Although the hospital's equipment was not itself faulty, similar equipment in other parts of the country was, and Shrewsbury's Cobalt gun, a vital piece of the mechanism, was taken away for adjustment. Now that the unit is back in action again, an open day has been planned for June the 2nd.
This is John Uphold for Sunshine Radio with this week's roundup of farming news and market prices.
That's a good sound for you from the Police. That's a song called Roxanne. And, well, we've got a birthday wish here. Tracy Bounds, who's 12 today. Well done, Tracy. Happy birthday, my love. And Mum and Dad have been on the old telephone, you see, and asked us to say hello to you this afternoon. That's Tracy Bounds over there in Ludlow. Happy 12th birthday today, my love, from Mum and Dad and Lisa and Sarah. So what are you going to be doing later on? Having a little bit of a party, are you? And a nice big birthday cake, lots of jellies and things. Super, isn't it? Hey, wouldn't it be nice to have a birthday every day of the week, I tell you. Anyway, Tracy Bounds over there in Ludlow, happy birthday today, 12 today, especially for you. This is China Crisis and Christian.
Ethel, darling, is your voice right? Okay.
Go.
Ludford Bridge is open now. Ethel Oil, open now. All license and general store, all is here. Every day till 9 p.m. Open late, just for you. Motor bits and poppin' shop, wine and beer.
Ludford Bridge Service Station in Ludlow. Call Ludlow 3909. It's not just a filling station.
Okay, darlings, I think that's a wrap. Print Ludford Bridge.
Fancy a ride out of Shropshire? Then why not visit the Fox and Badger Steak Bar in Bromyard? We're the West Midlands' premier steakhouse. Only prime Herefordshire beef is used. Pleasant surroundings, good food. We cater for large and small parties. For the best meal around, ring Bromyard 82395 now.
Pop, pop, pop music, pop, pop.
lives all about pop music.
The sound of Am and a song called Pop Music. It's 19 and a half before 2 o'clock on a Saturday afternoon. You're in line with Sunshine. That's the sound of South Shropshire on 299. Martin Kay is my name, and well, you may remember last Monday night saw the appearance of Jerry and the Pacemakers over there at the Solway Arms at Wupperton, and we gave 4 free tickets away to 2 lucky people, and they went along as well. We'll be talking to one of them in a few moments' time, but first we'd better just tell you what happened over there at the Solway Arms before Jerry went on stage. I'm talking to Jerry Marsden here at the Solway Arms, Wupperton. Jerry, hello, welcome to South Shropshire, mate.
Hello, Martin, nice to be here. It's a lovely part of the country.
It is. I'm from one Liverpool lad to another.
All right, there, lad, how are you doing?
All right, mate. Tell me, how was Jerry and the Pacemakers originally formed?
I formed as a skiffle band when I was about 13, 14. That's the Jerry Marsden skiffle group. And then about 1958 or 57, I was watching telly when they had an athletics meeting on. And they said, right, the pacemaker for this race is so-and-so. I thought, God, great thing for the land. The pacemaker, so I told the lads, and they said, well, you seen, so we're calling Jerry and the Pacemakers, and that's how we got the name. But we were just playing skiffle then into rock and roll, basic.
Yeah, simple.
Very simple. Very simple.
What was your first record?
How'd You Do It was our first one.
Yeah, and that was a big hit, wasn't it?
Well, our first three, How'd You Do It, I Like It More Cologne, went to number one, and it's the only time in the history of pop that any band had the first three records at number one, and the records still stand.
Yeah, yeah. How many records have you made in total?
Blimey, that's hard on Martin. I don't know, honestly.
A rough guess? Hundreds?
No, not that many. About 30, I should think, something like that.
Yeah,
I think so.
Yeah, and most of them hits.
Yes, thank goodness.
You must be rolling in it, mate.
I'm just rolling.
Tell me, what was it like playing in the Liverpool Cavern in those days?
The Cavern was a good scene. It was like a party every day because we did lunchtime sessions as well as nighttime. Mm. And it was just a very good friendly atmosphere. It stank of disinfectant. But the crowd were great. There was no drinking, it was only Coca-Cola and hot dogs. But it was a lovely, good, happy time, really.
Mm. Nice and friendly.
Yeah, it certainly was. The Beats were there and the Searchers and the Big Three, Billy Joe.
Yeah. How long did it take you to make the film Ferry Across the Mersey?
2 days.
Hello!
No, about, I should think, 2 months. It was an epic.
You can say that again. It must have been good fun to make, though, because we're in the hometown and all that, you know.
Well, they had a great time because they got most of the mates on it as extras. Yeah. So they made £5 a day. But we had a smashing time. It was good fun. We had the ferry for a fortnight. Everybody was violently seasick. But it was great being home and making the film. It was a nice experience.
Yeah. What are you doing now, then, apart from sort of appearing at the Solway Arms and touring, perhaps a bit of cabaret? What else are you doing?
Well, mainly it's all taken up the touring. We do the States, Australia, Singapore, Germany, Saudi Arabia every year. So most of our time is taken up in touring, apart from cabaret.
What about TV? Have you got anything coming up in that realm?
No, sadly, we don't get the time. It's the availability to do television, and we just don't have the time to spend a month in to put a show together. We do lots of the local television in the towns, but it's very difficult to try and sort out a series because we're so busy.
Mm. When are you going to cut a new album, then?
Well, our latest one came out in March this year, the 20th anniversary album, because it's 20 years. It was 20 years in March when we made our first record. I should think we'll be looking around September for our next LP.
Yeah. What's it going to be called? Have you got any ideas now?
I haven't got a clue yet.
And what are the plans for the future?
Well, again, we booked 12 months ahead, so the next 12 months is taken up in touring again. I think we'll take a break, and I'll try and devote a bit more time to writing. I've been very lazy on my songwriting side of it, so I'll do sometimes with that, I think. Mm. But it's mainly touring. I love touring. It's great.
That's good fun, yeah. One last question before we finally finish. Are you going to give us your age away?
I said somewhat, I'm 40. I look like a day under 65.
Well, it's one old one to another. Jerry, thanks very much indeed for talking to us.
It's a pleasure, Martin, and all the best to Sunshine Radio.
Thank you very much indeed. It's nice to have you in South Shropshire.
Thank you. Keep rocking on.
That's it, mate. Thanks a lot.
Ta-da. Bye now.
Pacemakers and How Do You Do It? And well, with a bit of luck, we should have Anne Williams on the line. Hello, Anne, are you there?
Yes.
Oh, how are you? All right?
Yes, thank you.
Good. Did you enjoy yourself last Monday night?
Yes, very much.
Good. What did you think of the whole performance?
Very good.
It was, wasn't it?
Yes,
superb.
It was.
What did you manage to have a word with Jerry at all?
I went out. Yes, I did. I had my photo taken with him.
Oh, did you?
Yes.
Oh, I say. Did you get his autograph then?
As well, yes.
Oh, I see. You had a good night then, didn't you?
I did, yes.
Yeah. How long did it take you to get down from Shrewsbury, is it, you live? Is that?
Oh, about an hour.
Yeah. So you had an enjoyable trip back afterwards with lots and lots of happy memories of meeting the big man himself?
That's it.
That's it? How many records have you got by Jerry?
Oh, not many, a few.
You've got a few, but not too many.
Many, yeah.
You're going to get his new album, or did you buy it on the night?
No, I haven't bought it yet, but I would like to get it, yes.
Yeah, you're going to go out and buy it. And you've got the money, is that
That's
right?
That's it. Yes.
Tell me, just changing the subject a little bit, Anne, what do you do for a living?
I work in the catering department at Copthorne
Hospital. Oh, do you?
Yeah.
Wow. So you're sort of used to cooking all the cakes and things, are you?
Yes, that's it.
Day off today, is it?
Yes, work tomorrow.
That's it, yeah. What time do you kick off in the morning then?
7:30.
Oh dear.
Yes, yeah, early morning.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, never mind. On the way to work, you can tune in to Dave Dunn. No, hang on, he comes on at 7. That's right. So, yeah, you can pick him up there, can't you? Can you pick Sunshine up?
Yes, we can.
At work. Do you have it on in the kitchen?
We do sometimes, yes.
That's it, right. Well, Dave's on today, actually, between 4 and 6. So if you want to give him a ring and extract the Michael a little bit...
Yeah.
I'm sure he'll have something to say to you.
Yeah.
Okay, well, hey, what about... Do you like marmalade? Not
very much, no.
Not the type you spread on toast and stuff. The group I'm talking about.
The marmalade,
yeah.
I don't know an awful lot about them.
Don't you? Oh, they did Obladi and all those sort of things. many years ago. But they're on at the Solway Arms in a couple of weeks' time, actually, and we'll be going down there.
Oh,
yeah, to have a word with them.
What night's that?
I'm not quite sure, actually, yes. It's about a fortnight off or something like that. But keep listening to Sunshine, we'll tell you all about it.
And I will eat your wedding
cake. That's it, smashing.
Oh, well, I'd like to, yes.
Yeah, okay, well, there you are. We'll be announcing the date over the air. And, we'll be telling you all about the tickets and how much they are and all the rest of it.
Yeah.
Good. Okay, so, well, thanks very much for coming on the phone. And, we'll talk to you again, I hope, one of these fine days. And in the meantime, we'll keep the cooking going all right.
Right, yeah.
That's it. And give our love to all the patients there, won't you?
Yeah.
All right, love.
Thank you.
Jolly good. Thanks very much for calling. See you soon.
Yeah.
Bye-bye. Bye.
Bye.
There we are. That's Anne Williams, who was one of the lucky ticket winners for Jerry and the Pacemakers last Monday night at the Solway Arms at Wofford. More music right now. Hit sound number 40 from Matume. This is called Fruity Juice. That's Matume and Fruity Juice at number 40 this week in the charts. And finally, just got a letter here to read out. It says, Dear DJ, could you please play a record for my two grandsons, Shannon Bell of 19 Houseman Crescent, that's in Ludlow, and Christopher Williams of 16 Sandpits Avenue. Shannon will be 7 on June the 1st and Christopher 8 on June the 7th. And would it be possible to play the Corgis? What do you do about love? Well, unfortunately, my love, that's Mrs. May Gower who's written in. Unfortunately, it's the end of the programme right now, and we haven't got the Corgis in the programme. But, it is a favourite of theirs, and, I'll tell you what we'll do. We'll give it to Dave Dunn, see if he can do it a little later on for you, all right? So that's Mrs. May Gower, who's written in from Houseman Close in Ludlow. Happy birthday wishes to Shannon Bell of 19 Houseman Crescent and Christopher Williams of 16 Sandpits Avenue. Shannon be 7 on the 1st of June and Christopher 8 on the 7th of June. We'll pass that on to Dave Dunn to do between 4 and 6 this afternoon, all right? And see if he can manage the corgis for you then. Right now, we've got one of these.
Having your party then, Dave?
Well, I haven't really given it much thought. Noah came to mind immediately.
Hey, what about the place where we had the office Christmas party? That was really great, remember?
Yeah, that's right. What was it called now? Oh yeah, I remember the Long Wind Hotel. They have really fantastic facilities there. I remember them telling us they can arrange a party around the swimming pool so we could have a poolside barbecue. I think I'll make it a fancy dress and that'll really round it off.
I'll tell you something else as well. The staff were really friendly and helpful.
Yes. What's the number of the place? Look it up in the directory.
Long Wind Hotel, Church Stretton. Here it is, Church Stretton, 722-244.
Yeah. Well, it's going to be a lovely party there. I'm sure they'll see to everything. I like the idea of the swimming pool. I can wear my new mini trunks. Long Wind Hotel, here we come. If you want somewhere for a party, just contact the Long Wind Hotel, Church Stretton. We can arrange everything. So ring us on Church Stretton 722-244 and make a splash at your party.
Are you fed up with that dripping tap? Leaking radiators and gutters? Have you sprung a leak in the middle of the night? Do you want your washing machine, shower or bathroom suite installed? Well, contact Bernard Green on Ludlow 3814. He's a registered plumber for all your plumbing requirements. Central heating installations and repairs, gas fires and cookers fitted. So for any emergencies, phone day or night, Bernard Green, Ludlow 3814.
You look chuffed.
I am that, John. I don't get stuck in the mud no more.
What you done, Mon? Got rid of that old nag at last?
Don't be cruel about the missus, John. Nah, I've been up to Claude Bodnam's, Stokes at Milbrook. Bought me a four-wheel drive tractor. I thought he only sold used tractor spares, but he sells used tractors as well. And spares for Ford and New Holland machinery.
I must write his number down. What is it?
Stokes at Milbrook 681.
I wonder if he'd take the wife in part exchange.
Are you looking for a new house? Then why not spend part of this long bank holiday weekend viewing the superb houses now being constructed by Westbury Homes at their Tallawood development off Stanton Road in Ludlow. There is a choice of 3 or 4 bedroom houses, all centrally heated. And as May is already a record month for sales, hurry and view the show houses, open between 2 and 6pm all this weekend. For further information, contact the estate agent, Jacksons of Leinster. Telephone Leinster 2363. That's Leinster 2363.
Just about it from me for the last 3 hours. Your company has been very much appreciated. Martin Kay with you on Sunshine again tomorrow between 1 o'clock in the afternoon and 3. Just a quickie here, we've got a note says just out of hospital is Gavin Evans, and best wishes from Jill, Austin, Mac and Uncle Roy, and all the best for the big day. That's the 4th of June from Mike, Brian, is that Gills or Jills? Drop, Trog, Gags and Yogi. Alright, so that's for Gavin Evans, just out of hospital. From me, Martin Kay, that's it. I'll talk to you again tomorrow between 1 and 3. In the meantime, have a nice weekend. Look after yourselves. Stay tuned for the next 2 hours to the Tamla Motown story on Sunshine. Bye-bye now.
Detroit, Michigan, Motortown, Motown. This is the Motown Sound. Record Corporation, Perry Cordy Jr.
Having been